This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Facebook says that it has blocked live broadcasts from a chronically ill bedridden man who appealed to the French president, Emmanuel Macron, for a medically assisted death. Alain Koch had planned to show what he expects will be a painful end to his life after he announced on Friday that he was stopping all food and drink. Prostrate on his bed, he posted video of himself after taking what he said would be his last liquid meal. In a letter this week, Macron said that the French law forbade him from granting the request for a medically assisted death. French media have reported that the 57-year-old former plumber suffers from a long-term and incurable degenerative illness. A grand jury in the U.S. state of Florida has declined to issue indictments against Tallahassee police officers involved in the shooting deaths of three people in separate incidents that helped ignite Black Lives Matter demonstrations in the state's capital city. The Tallahassee Democrat reported that jurors concluded that the officers were justified in using lethal force in the separate shootings of Michael Johnson, Tony McDade, and Wilbon Woodard. All three were Black. A diverse group of demonstrators took to the streets Saturday in protest. Tallahassee's mayor appealed to calm within the community, noting the pain and trauma that these incidents have caused. A U.S. federal judge has ordered the Trump administration to resume issuing diversity visas for immigrants from underrepresented countries. The order issued Friday in Washington, D.C., partially reverses a pandemic-related freeze on a wide range of immigrant and temporary visas. The U.S. issues up to 55,000 visas a year to people from countries with low representation. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization says that it is unlikely a safe, effective vaccine against COVID-19 will be available for widespread use before the middle of next year. Health officials are urging people to lower their expectations. They say the development of a safe vaccine takes time and cannot be rushed. As it is, the World Health Organization reports remarkable progress is being made toward this end. It notes at least 6 to 9 candidates vaccines have begun phase 3 clinical trials. WHO spokeswoman Margaret Hayes, or Harris, I should say, says many thousands of people participate in these carefully crafted trials. She says a vaccine must be proven to be safe and seen to provide protection against the coronavirus in at least 50% of the subjects before it can be approved for public use. She says the safety of the vaccine has to be monitored at all stages of research, making this a lengthy process. Hundreds of people showed up in the center of Rome to demonstrate against the Italian government's measures to counter the spread of COVID-19. Italy's known death toll stands at more than 35,500. The day's new cases of COVID-19 dipped slightly from the previous 24-hour period, but so did the number of swab tests performed to detect the coronavirus. The nation's overall rate of transmission of the virus by infected persons has also been creeping upward. Globally, there are more than 877,000 COVID-19-related deaths. The number of worldwide infections is more than 26.7 million, while the United States has more than 6.2 million confirmed cases. Both Brazil and India topped 4 million this weekend, with India being slightly behind Brazil. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan Saturday warned Greece to enter talks over disputed eastern Mediterranean territorial claims or face the consequences. He said they're either going to understand the language of politics and diplomacy or in the field with painful experiences, he said at a hospital's opening ceremony in Istanbul. Ankara is currently facing off against Greece and Cyprus over oil and gas exploration rights in eastern Mediterranean. All sides have deployed naval and air forces to assert their competing claims in the region. Rescue workers digging through the rubble of Beirut buildings for the third day Saturday said that they were no longer holding out hope of finding someone alive more than a month after the massive port explosion shuttered Lebanon's capital. But 50 rescue workers and volunteers, including a specialist team from Chile, had worked for 3 days to try to locate anyone after sensors on Thursday detected signs of breathing and heat. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.